This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, along with our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs in the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump in the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And joining us right now, from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, the chairman and retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
We're ready. Let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, boy, there is so much stuff going on since last night. By the way, I want to emphasize to everybody, if you've not been to Florida, we are going to have a SpaceX manned launch this afternoon, weather permitting, at about 4:30 in the afternoon over at the Cape, Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral there, too. Now, there is a low-pressure system that's off the coast of South Carolina that's moving towards North Carolina, but I don't think it's going to affect our system here, although I'm watching the weather, and it looks like there might be weather in the Cape Kennedy Space Center area at that time. So hard to figure, but it's quite the thing, and you're in the Air Force, so you can appreciate what it's like to put one of those things up in the air, can't you?
Well, it'll be the first manned launch in America in a long time, and we have one person to thank for that. So, yeah, looking forward to it, and, you know, that's a great thing, and that was one of the things that President Trump said, that he was going to get manned space flight back in America, and this will be it.
Right. Now, and I hope that everything works the way it's supposed to, because we want to see this. We want to see this program do well. Now, Richard Grenell, who is the outgoing DNI director, he's just been replaced. I certainly hope with the job he's done that he gets a really good position in the Trump administration. He certainly has deserved it. But he released another big bunch of documents again yesterday on the way out the door, and the expression was put out there, an avalanche is coming soon. What's he talking about?
Well, he's put out well over 6,000 documents in a series of releases, all pertaining to Russiagate or Spygate, whatever you want to call it. And the latest one apparently is going to include the phone calls. There were five phone calls between General Mike Flynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And really those are the calls that will reveal the truth behind what Flynn was talking to him about, because those who are against Trump and Flynn are trying to say, Flynn, while Trump wasn't president yet, during that transition period, he was trying to influence, U.S. policy, which at the time was the Obama policy, and that's the big crux to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard enough about what those transcripts involve, you know, regarding, Flynn and all his testimony, during his investigation, that Kislyak was asking those, and Flynn essentially was saying, in due time, we'll help you out once we're in office, basically saying, you know, I can't talk about it now because we're not in office, but after we're in office, we'll review the situation. And there are a number of things going on. The sanctions primarily that the Obama administration put on Russia, whether those are going to be lifted, and then there were a number of Russian diplomats who were kicked out of the United States, the disposition of that, and aid to Iran, and a number of things that Kislyak was trying to find out, where Flynn was just kind of saying, here's what I can say about it, and that's it. So that will be revealed.
Hmm. Now, we've got kind of a unique thing going on here right now. We won't have enough time to discuss it totally, but the president is being fact-checked now by Twitter, and the people that are going to be fact-checking the president are going to be CNN and the Washington Post. I almost fell over when I saw that.
You know, you have to laugh about that. I'm sure all the listeners out there are laughing at that, because of all the organizations that are going to do the fact-checking are the organizations that put out the biggest lies over the last almost 4 years on the president. So, funny how that works, I guess.
Yeah, it just makes absolutely no sense. And when I saw that, I went, you got to be kidding me. By the way, the Pentagon has hit Russia up for sending fighter jets to Libya. They apparently camouflaged these jets and got rid of all the Russian markings around them. They came out of Syria, and they've sent them over to Libya now to engage the people that the UN are supporting over there.
Yeah, that's, you know, Russia is trying to push its influence throughout the Middle East. They see an opportunity. How far they get with that, I don't know.
Okay. Coming right back, sir. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with Colonel Jim Warshak. And, you know, there's lots of political stuff going on here, too. Tell you what, we'll get into all of that when we come back. I guarantee it, as I like to say. And the double standard that the Democrats live by, too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. The website, mossnissan.com. And between the incredible factory incentives, the 0% financing on all new vehicles, and rock-bottom pricing on the pre-owned, you can save real big at Moss Nissan right now. And rest assured that when you visit the showroom, you can feel safe, too, knowing that the proper precautions have been taken, including frequent sanitizing of the high-touch surfaces and social distancing taken seriously in compliance with all the CDC guidelines. And Moss Nissan provides OmniShield antimicrobial treatment as part of your Moss Care Maintenance Package. So if you feel safer at home, you can do that too. You can shop, finance, and schedule delivery at mossnissan.com. Now, finally, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, active or retired military, guess what? You get 20% off on all your service work at Moss Nissan. You also get free valet service, complimentary cleaning, and sanitizing of your vehicle using OmniShield at no charge to you. Now, Moss Nissan is open for business in Tampa, Newport, Ritchie, Crystal River, and at mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Go in the door, say, the captain sent me, and you're going to get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak. U.S. Air Force retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
We have a situation brewing right now with Iran. One tanker yesterday of five that have been floating headed towards Venezuela came in and delivered their cargo. Now, this tanker that came in yesterday was loaded with gasoline. Now, we do know that Iran produces a lot of product and then ships it out. But
Venezuela has pretty much lost their way, and they were a major oil producer. They have a company called Citgo that is their United States partner over here. But they've lost their way in the oil industry, and they signed an agreement with Iran, and Iran is now shipping them gasoline for their vehicles. And I don't know, with the Chinese and the Russians owning the oil business in Venezuela, if they're going to run it for them or what they're going to do, but that's very odd.
Yeah, in Venezuela, well, you have two economic basket cases. You have Venezuela, that's economy has been run into the ground thanks to you know who, and you know this is what socialism does, and Iran, that it is in a very dire economic situation due to sanctions, not only by the U.S., but a lot of other countries in the world who are supportive of the U.S. So this is apparently a trade-off. You know, Venezuela can't produce its own gasoline with the oil they have, so they're getting it from Iran, and in return they'll ship the oil that they are. So you have two economically destitute countries trading oil and gas back and forth with each other. So that's pretty much what it sees. And when you think of five tankers, well, five tankers is a lot, but when you think of a country the size of Iran, that five tankers is not a lot. So this is desperation on the part of both countries, getting oil from one and getting gas from the other. You know, it's actually kind of funny watching. They're both propping each other's economies up, but their economies can't be propped up because of the overall economic situation. So,
yep.
You know, it's just one of those things you have to sit there, I guess, and laugh at.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, when you want to talk about laughing, hypocrisy has gone viral with the Democratic leaders, the couple of governors here, and what went on over the weekend. First of all, you had Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who showed up at the beach and wanted to get, some people wanted to take some selfies, and he got in the picture. Nobody was wearing any masks anywhere near him. Everybody was within, 10 feet of the governor, and he took a bunch of selfies. And I'm thinking to myself, this is kind of strange. And then all of a sudden, when he went back to his office about an hour or so later, he signed another executive order making it mandatory in the state to have to wear a mask to go anywhere in public.
This is the hypocrisy of these, if you want to call them leaders, and what they do as I say, not as I do. We're seeing this all over the place where, you know, you have families of one governor in one of these Democratic states that are being quite totalitarian in how they're governing over this, over the virus, traveling to Florida, and you have the governor in Michigan's husband deciding to, he's going to put his boat in the water over the holiday weekend ahead of everybody else.
And, oh, but that was a joke.
Well, you know, their comebacks when they get caught are actually even funnier when you hear what they have to say, their justification for doing it. But it's really revealing who they really are and the hypocrisy that they're practicing.
Yeah, very much so. Now, of course, the public flocked to the beaches over the weekend, and they were there again yesterday. I took a drive. I had to go over by the water, and there they were. They were all out there again. If the states have screwed up, if they've screwed up because of the opening the beaches and all that stuff, we'll know in about 2 or 3 weeks, won't we?
Well, according to their standards, I said, well, just go to any Walmart or grocery store, and you know, those have been open the whole time. Can you point the finger on the spread of the virus by people who were in close contact, you know, in department stores and grocery stores that have been open? I don't know. I don't know what the rationale is why people sitting on a beach, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet apart, or just, you know, having fun together, whether they're family or friends, if they're at the beach together hanging out, they're probably doing other things hanging out while this whole thing was going on. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's another case where you have to scratch your head and wonder why one place is susceptible and another place mm-hmm. isn't.
Okay, here it goes. Will Florida get the RNC presidential convention in August because the president, our president, gave the governor of North Carolina, the Democratic governor, 1 week to tell him yay or nay. And if he says, well, I'm not sure or hesitates or reservates, then it looks like the Republican convention is going to either Texas, Georgia, or Florida.
Well, I can tell you all three states are proposing everything under the sun to bring the convention to any of those states because, you know, Donald Trump wants a full-blown, full-up everything, just like any other convention we've had over the years. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at upwards. The numbers we were given last night were, you know, this is going to involve 50,000 people, be it delegates, being people working at the conventions, being officials and everything you need to run a convention. And it's going to be 50,000 people in that facility or around the facility where it's being held. And, you know, we learned that back in 2012 in Tampa, and we're going to be pushing hard in Tampa as are a number of other cities in Florida. And, it's going to go where, you know, they will, to make this change. This is over 2 years in the works since the people, and I know a lot of the people who are working on the one in North Carolina, you've got to, if they move out of there, excuse me, you've got to do many years work in about 3 months to get all the everything arranged, get hotels, get the venue, mm-hmm. get everything, the people involved, just the people involved in doing the work, volunteers, security, you know, the whole drill. It's going to be a lot, and any city that gets it is going to get a good economic shot in the arm, particularly after going through what we've done in the last several months with the virus. So the cities that in these three states are going to be vying to in any way they can to get that convention just because of the overall economic, you know, impact that it will have.
Now, the Department of Justice stock sale probes of Senators Loeffler, Inhofe, and Feinstein have ended, but not the one for Senator Burr. He's still in the hot seat.
Well, his was the last and maybe perhaps the biggest in his involvement. And being that he was the chair of a critical Senate committee, the Intelligence Committee, I think this will be the end for him. So I think we're going to see a number of officials, you know, take it in the short, so to speak, for their insider trading.
Mm. And finally, MSNBC has humiliated a whole bunch of people for not wearing their masks. The MSNBC Man in the Street series complains that people aren't wearing masks and focuses on people, and you see it every day. I don't watch their program, so I don't care what they're doing. But, you know, it's not as bad as they say. And when you're outdoors and it's 95 degrees, what happens in about 90 seconds, sir?
That mask is off.
Yeah, and the virus is dead.
That's right.
All right, sir. Well, we will talk to you very soon, and we'll stay in touch to find out what's going on with the Republican National Convention. Have yourself a great day.
You bet.
All right. That's Colonel Jim Warchuk, everybody, from the Hillsborough County Republican Party chairman. And we could very easily see in my backyard the Republican National Convention. It was here before 2012. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is approaching 1.7 million as the death toll continues to rise. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the country is grieving.
Every loss of life counts. We say 100,000, but like the president says, you know, one death is something to be mourned. These 100,000 individuals have a face. The president takes this very seriously. It's why he lowered the flag to half staff for 3 days to remember these men and women.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barbershops in some parts of the state will be allowed to reopen as long as the proper steps are taken.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. We're not looking back, but we are walking into the unknown, the untested.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco areas are not included in the change. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Now, I want to tell you about Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I have taken Balance of Nature before, and I started it up again about maybe 5 weeks ago now. And I previously had really good luck with the product, but this time something totally different has happened. Now, I've been having problems, as most of you know, which are now suddenly under control. Well, not suddenly, but they're under control and things are fine. But when I went and I saw my doctor, my blood pressure was up, and now it's down to the lowest level that it's been in 6 months. I've lost 16 pounds. The doctor says to me, he says, what have you done? Have you done something different? Change it. What are you doing? I said, well, the only thing I've done is I've taken this Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature, I'm taking the fruits and veggies, and that gives you all the nutrients that you need to have. And I'm telling you, my leg has gotten better. The swelling has gone down. The color's back in my leg like I needed to have. And I just feel so confident about it that I'm going to tell you, it worked for me, maybe it'll work for you. So go order online at balanceofnature.com and mention the product code RESULTS to save 35% on your order. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Talk to a health coach. They can answer all your questions. Again, that number, 800-246-8751, and mention the product code RESULT to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com. Now, we know that in the day and the age and the time in which we live right now, we have to rely on social media, a lot of us do, to get a lot of things, information that's going on, just to see what's taking place. Now, I've never seen, and most of you haven't either, you haven't even heard about it, but a president now being fact-checked. They put a fact-check label on the president and his tweets, and the label states something along the lines that this label means there may be material that is falsely represented or whatever, or something like that. For those of you on Facebook, it's very similar, where you get something. And by the way, being the administrator of 16 different groups on Facebook, of which I started 12 on my own years ago, back 9, 10 years ago, and I don't even know what the membership is now. It's up well over 500,000 for all those groups. But the fact of the matter is, I get stuff all the day, or all day long, telling me about something has been, it's not accurate, it's not factual, and they give a little thing, they give you a, it's not a warning, but they give you an information thing, and it says, what would you like to do? Delete the message, keep the message, put a disclaimer in there, whatever the deal is. So, normally, what I do is delete the message. And then if somebody says something to me, I say, well, I got one of those notices, so I decided to get rid of the message. So there you go. And Steve in Thailand, you have yourself a great day, my friend. Appreciate you very much. All right. Well, anyway, that's the deal with social media. You got to be careful what you put out there because you're going to get fact-checked on just about everything you do. All right. Well, let's go over and get grab the line here. I think we got the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes, right?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good. Now, listen, the scheme of things here when it comes to the pandemic and all that stuff, I believe we're doing quite well in Florida. But the Miami Dolphins owner said not only are they going to be playing the football season, the NFL season, on time, on schedule, but he expects to have fans in the stadium.
Good. Let's return to normal. Let's get it back. Let's get it back to normal. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and, you know, Tony Robbins and some very high-level profile people, and a lot of them are talking about, you know, how the numbers were so overinflated and Dr. Fauci was wrong. And,
how long have you known me?
4 or 5 years now.
Okay. When this first started, I said, this is being over-exaggerated. They're going for the jugular here. They think they got an opportunity, and people are falling for this hook, line, and sinker. I said that right from the bat. People told me I was out of my mind. I was nuts. I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, who's talking now?
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if we're ever going to hold them accountable, whoever they are.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. But there's a possibility that if they can find out who the they are, that they could sue them civilly, but that would be it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just sad that, you know, this is happening and they've pulled so many people. You know, we had Thomas King, our friend from Florida Firearms Academy, and he, you know, he was fired up yesterday on the show and talking about how the, you know, over 40 million Americans to this point, I guess, have lost their jobs, probably more, and then over half the businesses that were forced to close, about half of those won't return or out of business forever.
That's right. I was down in Sarasota in the strip malls where they used to have the little mom-and-pop stores down there.
Yep.
Gone. Gone. Out of business. Gone. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so sad. And it kind of reminds me of 08 where it was, you know, it was led by the mortgage meltdown.
Right.
And what happened in 08, 09 is when the markets did come back, who bought up all the inventory, all the homes that were, people were forced out of their homes through foreclosure? The billionaire hedge fund owners. That's who bought up all that inventory.
Okay, now let's continue in a little sporting rant here for just a minute because there's some really good news out there. The NHL has scrapped their regular season. They're going to have a 24-team playoff, and apparently the Tampa Bay Lightning, which is our home NHL team, is going to be number two. They're going to be the number two seed. I don't know where that's all going to go, but where are they going to play? Does anybody know yet?
Wow, yeah, you know, they're going to be back in Amalie Arena, I would think.
All right, because I know at one time they said, well, when the Canadians come down here, they got to quarantine for 14 days. So it's, oh, wait a minute, hub cities, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas. There's no Tampa mentioned. No Tampa. Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Vancouver. No Tampa.
So that's a big disappointment then for you know, the Tampa team down here with all the money that Bennick's invested and, you know, having people. And then what about the RNC? You know, that's the other thing that's in question.
Maybe that's why they didn't put Tampa down here, because the RNC, and I just got Colonel Jim talking here a little while ago. We talked about this. Tampa and the Republican Party in Florida, they're making the push to bring it to Tampa or bring it to Orlando. Tampa has had it before 2012, so it's quite possible it could be here again.
Yeah. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a great idea. And by the way, Dallas is in full speed mode for Dallas, Fort Worth, and Atlanta in Georgia. They want to have it there because Atlanta's only a couple hundred miles, about 4 hours roughly away from Charlotte. So I'm hoping they'll come to Florida because they've been here. They know what they need to do. And 2012 was one heck of a year when they had it here. So maybe they'll have it again.
Yeah, and hopefully we have that Super Bowl here with the Tampa Bay Bucks in it coming up in January, February.
All right, well, whatever. But I want to talk a little bit about the economy before we get going here on what it is that you do. Rising stocks, calls on states to open up ASAP. It's something we got to do. We all know that. We had some really good news yesterday from the president creating a cap on insulin costs for seniors, which is one out of three seniors have diabetes, and that's something that's very important and very expensive, and they'll be able to have a little extra money that way. And we may get another stimulus. So what do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, whatever it takes to get the economy rolling again, I just feel like when it comes to some of these companies, they were using the monies as stock buybacks, and they were falsely inflating their value, which was, you know, they're giving themselves paper value, but is it really there? I'd love to see numbers on, you know, how much manufacturing we're doing and pulling that stuff from China like we've been talking about doing.
Yeah.
And I hate it when we're just doing so much quantitative easing and printing of money that it's just really – you know, it's hurting our middle-income earners, people that are actually going to be paying the taxes back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're absolutely right. Now, the other thing is with what you do in the scheme of things, you are not only the consumer quarterback, but you also have a real estate business. So tell us a little bit about that. You got about a minute left here.
Yeah, we're a consumer advocate show, and we also, we're 4 o'clock drive time on 860, The Answer. We're also... you know, owners, my wife and I own and operate the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We're actually in the top 1% of all real estate teams and agents here in the area. So we'd love to talk to anybody on our hotline. Any questions relating to that or 50 categories, 813-670-7372. And we can help worldwide with real estate because Keller Williams is the number one company in the world worldwide. 813-670-7372, and the websites are consumerqb.com for our radio show and platinummvpteam.kw.com for our real estate business.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you again next week, and stay low.
All right, my friend, you as well. Thank
you. All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. And if you got a question, look him up. He's got a Facebook page, too, or theconsumerquarterback.com. There you go. And I'll be right back with the final segment. We're going to do the beach and voting forecast. And I'm going to tell you about politics remaining a big factor in voter views of the COVID-19 and America's response. You're not going to believe the answer.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Wednesday, we'll have an isolated shower. The winds will be out of the southwest from 10 to 15 miles per hour. We'll have a 1 to 2 foot light chop of sea today. The Gulf of the Bay water temperature stands at 81 degrees. It'll be partly sunny most of the day. Low tide we had at 12:31 a.m. and the high tide is coming at 4:54 p.m. this afternoon. Now remember, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the local franchise of the national franchises, 213 locations across the country, they say that there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin B. Have a great time in the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize too. Well, right now, for a limited time, 1 month free off the membership and $1,000 off the one-time initiation fee. So all you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And tell them the captain sent you.
Join, find out what membership is all about. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. Now, the Obama economist, Jason Furman, has told Democrats across the country that the economy could see the best economic data in the history of this country. And you think that that would be viewed favorably by all. Well, nope, because we're talking about Donald Trump being the president and he would get the credit for it. Now, from the story, Furman's counterintuitive pitch has caused some Democrats, especially Obama alumni, around Washington to panic. Now, a former Obama White House official, who's still close to the former president, who remained anonymous, made a statement, said, "This is my big worry. It's high, 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 and we don't need to have that if we expect to put a Democrat in the White House." Now, he says people appear committing suicide over this, and Democrats are worried it'll stop. And again, Speaker Nancy Pelosi from the Wall Street Journal, listen to this. "The Democrats know what they want. Keep the economy locked down for as long as the virus exists and appropriate as much taxpayer money as they possibly can to replace the lost private incomes. Mrs. Pelosi's House bill promises another $3 trillion for various constituencies on top of the $2.7 trillion or so Congress has already spent on the pandemic. The goal is income redistribution, not economic growth." And that's all true. That's all true. People need to wake up to that. But here's the other thing that people need to wake up to, ladies and gentlemen. Views of the coronavirus crisis and how America has responded continues to break down pretty much along party lines, which helps explain why red Republican states are opening up and doing well, while blue Democratic states are extending their lockdown as much as they can and not doing so well. Now, the fear factor is what they're relying on. Because the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that a plurality, 46% of Republicans, believes the United States has overreacted to the coronavirus threat. Here's what's not making sense. 67% of Democrats and 58% of non-affiliated voters with either major party say the country has underreacted. Are you kidding me? And amongst all likely voters, 27% say the United States overreacted, while 50% believe it is underreacted. Just 21% of the response has been about right. And even as the death count continues to fall and many communities are beginning to return to normalcy, only 30% say the overall government response has made America safer. Now, 51% believe the government response has made the country less safe, while 13% believe it's had no impact at all. And then there's this noticeable partisan difference. While 63% of Democrats and 54% of the unaffiliated voters believe the government response has made the country less safe, just 33% of Democrat voters agree. Now, although many of the medical projections about the impact of COVID-19 on the United States have proven to be inflated thus far, voters just aren't buying it. And only 31% of all the voters think that most of these projections were overestimated, while 40% say they were underestimated, and just 24% believe they were about right. So think about this for a minute. Most Democrats blame President Donald Trump, not China, for the coronavirus crisis. And Republicans, 55%, much more likely than Democrats at 12%, and affiliated voters, 29%, believe the medical projections about the coronavirus were overestimated. Folks, you've been drinking the Kool-Aid. That number shouldn't be that high or that low in whatever case. Shouldn't be. Now, 77% of voters who feel the country underreacted to the coronavirus threat say that the government response made the country less safe. And amongst those who feel the country overreacted, just 30% agree. And Republicans are a lot more eager than Democrats, of course, to emerge from the coronavirus lockdown, even if it means more sickness and health, because most voters, regardless of party affiliation, agree that America cannot remain like this indefinitely. And then you got the money. The Democrats are throwing up $2,000 a month for Americans that make more than, less than $120,000 a year. And with partisan politics influencing most everything that's going on in the Trump era, it's perhaps no surprise that most Democrats are even unwilling to take a potentially life-saving drug to combat the coronavirus because the president has endorsed it. And we're talking about hydroxychloroquine, a product that works. How do I know? Ask the VA. Ask the VA. Check out the latest study with the VA with 1,000 patients that were given hydroxychloroquine. You haven't heard about that one, probably. 1,000 patients were given hydroxychloroquine. See what the results were. It'll blow you away. It'll blow you away. All right, now, I got to remind everybody about my buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and, of course, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. If you stop by, say howdy-howdy to Jill and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, that's going to be Kevin driving it. Wave at him, toot the horn. By the way, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you're going to hear a lot of talk today about what's going to happen with this all these documents that got dumped again yesterday. And you're going to hear a lot of speculation going on as to who knew what and when they knew it. And I agree with you, Christine. I'm right there with you since the beginning. I've been saying that this whole thing has been way overblown. Way overblown. And it cost us, I don't know how many trillions of dollars. You know, people die. That's what's going to happen. It's unfortunate. And people get sick, and that's unfortunate. But you know something? You don't shut down the whole country for something that only affects, 20%, 10% or something like that of the country. I believe it's 10% of the country when you look at the numbers as to how many people have responded sick or ill. Oh, well, it's what it is. Okay. We are going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot more to talk about. I guarantee you that one. The news just doesn't stop, especially on the third watch. So I will see you tomorrow, and I want to remind everybody that our program is all about America. We the people. That's what we do here. We are the people. They work for us, and we, if we don't like what they're doing, vote them out. All right, stay safe, stay healthy. See you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.